Dionne Warwick. Great music and memories. And local information you can get nowhere else, like our community contact interview program. Fashionably late, but nevertheless, lots of great information concerning tonight's Fairhope City Council meeting with Fairhope City Council member Corey Martin. Thank you so much for being here. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Lori. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Doing good. Thank you. Trying to stay dry, but I guess we needed the rain.
Yeah, we had a little drought going on. I think we need more rain everywhere, and especially California.
Tonight's meeting starts as usual at 4:30 with a work session, and I know oftentimes it's the first time you, the council members, hear about a possible project. Is there anything you'd like to mention on tonight's work session that might be worthy? I know there's some talk about some improvements to the North Beach, the Duck Pond area.
Yeah, this is something that that definitely needs to be done. We were fortunate enough to find a grant that we are participating in, where we'll do 80-20. We'll do the 20% match, and see if we can get that Duck Pond area back up to standard. It's been a while. It's time for it to be something to be done to it as far as walking space. The actual pond, the bridge is going to be repaired. Different things of that nature.
Lots of debris in the pond. Lots of old tree limbs and debris.
Yep. And then they can fortify that wall where the residents are and kind of protect them from stormwater and things of that nature. So it's a good grant. We're going to write for it. The reason it is on the agenda so rapidly is because the grant is up. We have to get that grant in as soon as possible.
Right. Grants come with strings and timelines,
yes,
don't
sir.
They?
Yes, ma'am.
But they're still
ma'am.
Very, very beneficial.
Yeah.
In fact, Jessica Walker has an update on grants, and some of them I see are going to be voted upon and approved, hopefully, tonight. And there's also an audit review. Do you know anything about that yet? Is that just a report that you, the council, get from an annual audit?
I think that audit was with a particular company that owed us some money. It was a fiber optic. It was a fiber optic situation to where we came back and we have a company that comes back and audits our books to make sure that everybody is paying us like they should pay us as far as our franchise agreements.
Yep.
With our utility guys or fiber optic guys. And we found that they owed us a couple of dollars. You know,
6,072 to be exact. Yeah. Item number 14 on the resolution. Yeah. from Mediacom.
Yeah,
very
so,
good. Well, that's so, handy yeah. dandy.
Yeah, so anytime we get money coming in and we catch things like that, every little bit counts.
Sure it does.
Yeah, waste not, want not, as my grandmother would say.
Okay. Moving on to the meeting agenda itself, it looks like just some purchases are being made that have been on the approved in the budget, I'm guessing. Whether it be a heat pump for the rotary, yep. to transfer switches to City Hall, to a garage, a steel door for the electric barn. Any of these you'd like to comment on?
Well, these are just operation things. You know, the PCAM building, we're still putting that PCAM building into play, and I think that's where that steel door is going to be going. That building that the Rotary Youth Center is city owned. They lease that building, so we continue to take care of that. George Ladd is on top of that one, so we trust him. Obviously, they need another. I think it's a 10-ton air conditioning unit that mm-hmm. they're going to put, or a pump on that unit. So yeah, we'll take care of that. All these are just basic operation things. Nothing out of the norm with the purchasing purchases that we're getting.
I see a couple of interesting grant applications. Number 16. A grant with ADECA for electric vehicle infrastructure in the amount of $200,000, and this would do two chargers at Plantation Point Shopping Center. Number 16.
Yep, that one. I've gone over this one. There's not. I mean, I think this is really cool. You know, now that we have our solar panel at City Hall. You know, AMA came down, I think, sometime early May, and we had a ribbon cutting for that. And I see
cars charging under it, too.
Cars are charging under it. It's really cool. The mayor sent me a picture the other day with a bunch of cars charging under it. So I think with our relationship with AMA, with the Electric, Alabama Electric, I think we're getting excited about, you know, the new vision as far as electric cars. And it's time to start expanding it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is, you know, and I'm excited about that. We're coming along into the new age.
That's right. That's right. Slowly but surely.
Yep.
Number 18 is a much larger grant, $493,000 grant application to ADECA for Land and Water Conservation Fund.
That's for North. That's the grant for the North Beach.
That's okay. Okay. So not the working waterfront, but the money for the North Beach Park improvements we were just talking about.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a 50-50 grant. So the city's estimate is about $246,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Recently, y'all and the Street and Traffic Control Committee voted to remove the, what did you call those? The reflector bumps there on South Mobile Street because they were the noise, remember?
Yeah.
And now we've got a proposal to remove excessive no parking signs at the public park beach access, number 20. You know about that?
I mean, I guess they're just will give us more parking. You know, that's nothing special there, in my opinion. Those guys, the street committees, they do a good job. We trust those committees, so we're going to let them take care of that.
Now, I know that council members serve on some committees. What are your committees?
My committee is Fairhope Environmental Advisory Board.
Okay.
I am also on the rec board. I'm also on planning commission. What else am I on?
That's a lot.
Yeah. So
what's the environmental?
And community action board.
Okay.
There in Daphne for, you know, homeless and people of that nature.
What's the environmental advisory board been up to lately?
Well, right now we're trying to put a program in play where we get all the city council people out. Jim Horn and Amy Paulson are putting something into play to where all the guys get to go out and walk that triangle area so we get a better understanding of what we're doing with that triangle with the money that we have coming in. But they're looking at living shorelines. Obviously, they're always looking at the watershed and how the watershed affects us. We just recently got some money that is really, really cool that everybody on the environmental board is proud of, which is I think we got $1.7 million to get 10 generators and also to do a stormwater inventory audit. So that'll give us an idea of what we need to do to better use our stormwater, a runoff, and things of that nature. So with our infrastructure, mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, something that we have never done in the past. So now we're actually getting real education or information, empirical information for our infrastructure.
Very good.
Yeah.
Any other reports from any of your other committees or anything not on the agenda you want to talk about?
Well, the rec board is coming along. I mean, we have the baseball parks. You know, graduation went well, and if you went to graduation, you saw how everybody parked at that top field. Well, that top field is what it's going to look like when we create the parking area up there, because that top field will go away, and that's where parking will be. And I thought that was really cool. I don't know if anybody saw that or paid attention to that. They actually parked. It's a baseball field now, but they actually parked inside the gate on the baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
That will not be there. So that was an example of the parking that we'll have.
Okay,
which was really good.
Yeah, we need, even back when my boys were playing, it was a challenge to park.
That's right. So now that field be gone, that was an example of parking up there, which mm-hmm. we will do. The four baseball fields that Pat White is working on should be done 2023. So, I mean, we're moving along. Fairhope Environmental Board, I have a watershed that I'm going to in Mobile on Thursday as far as the watershed, as far as the state is concerned. So we're involved. We're moving. You know, things are looking up. Infrastructure is moving along, as you can see. The roads are tearing up but being put back together. So I think I was well.
And the Planning Commission is probably the one of a lot of interest because of all of the growth. And just a headline recently from Fairhope Times, high-end development proposed for Highway 181. And it goes on to talk about a conceptual plan of about 10 acres on 181 across from Walmart in East Fairhope, a high-end Main Street retail development with a downtown Fairhope atmosphere. This was previously owned by the Klump family that had a PUD approved several years ago. So this kind of property would have to come back to the Planning Commission?
Oh, yes.
And have you seen this yet?
I haven't. This has not come across my desk yet.
Okay.
But it's out there somewhere if David Black has it. I think that's who writes for Fairhope Times.
James.
James. Yeah. Oh, this is James. Okay, yeah.
David's a photographer, and a restaurant reviewer.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So James has this. So he's found this from somewhere in his application somewhere. It's public if he has it. So, but I have not seen this yet. There was a PUD earlier, I think when we first got on 2020, right there across from Walmart, that they were speaking of.
Right.
And I think this has now evolved.
That was my impression.
Yeah. So okay. We do know, I am aware of that PUD, but not of this. So,
right. Because they will have to apply for the changes.
Right. Exactly. So that has not come across in meeting yet.
The Planning Commission meets the first Monday.
First Monday of every month.
5
yes,
p.m.
5 p.m. in chambers at City Hall.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then they can recommend approval or disapproval of something for the council, and it's usually based on what
conditions.
The city staff.
Yes.
Just give us a brief explanation of how the Planning Commission works.
Well, so Planning Commission comes in, the P&Z gets an application, the application gets processed by their staff. That application that gets in, processed with engineering and plat, it comes across to the Planning Commission for a public hearing. Once we have that public hearing, then we disapprove or approve with recommendations, with conditions or without conditions from the staff. Once those approved or disapproved, if it disapproved, it sits on the shelf again. They got to go back to the drawing board. If it's approved with the recommendations is for City Council. Then City Council will get it and we'll go again in meeting and the final approval will be with City Council.
And when does a development not have to go through Planning Commission or City Council?
There's not in my knowledge. Okay. There's not anything that you can just go do without coming through the public, the community.
Especially right now with a six-month moratorium on things outside
especially
of the
right
city
now.
Limits, but within the jurisdiction.
That's exactly right. Even within the jurisdiction, there is not much you can do without coming back to Planet P&Z and the Public Commission.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Planning Commission. Okay. So, and look, you know, the numbers are staggering. You know, Lori, we got 68 people moving to Baldwin County a day.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, 68 people a day. So you put that in perspective. I mean, we have at least, 4,000 applications, you know, and probably started on 2,000 plus, you know. So it's busy as far as Planning Commission and development.
Applications to the Planning Commission?
Yes, that's been approved, you know, that we haven't even gotten to. So people think that, like, this is just coming back, and this was 2 or 3 years ago, you know. So it's a process when developers put the application in. Sometimes they jump right on it, the bigger ones, but then most of the time it's a process, a year, 2 years, and then it pops back up again.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the pattern.
I always tell people to make sure they look at the press packet, which probably should be renamed.
Yeah.
Because you might see a one-page agenda of two sentences, but when you click on the so-called press packet, there might be 40 pages and
that's
drawings
exactly right.
and every detail.
That's exactly right.
Of from the density to the parking, et cetera.
Every detail, and that's the packet that the council gets.
Right.
That's the packet that the council gets,
the commission,
but it is public. And the commission, but it's public. With that being said, if you missed the work session, because a lot of this stuff we talk about in the work session, a lot of our banter comes during the work session where all the meat of conversation is and where you get all your knowledge and the questions that we're asking is from that in-depth information mm-hmm. that we're getting in our packets. And we're asking questions for the community as citizens to make sure that what we're doing is for the community
exactly.
and not for money per se, mm-hmm. you know. So that's a fine balance there. I believe in property rights and money, but, you know, you want to have that balance.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to put burdens on people in the future.
What else would you like to mention that I have not thought to ask about?
There will be a celebration on June 18th at the Rotary Youth Club. I want to give a plug about it. It's called Juneteenth. It's actually when the slavery was actually abolished. One of the guys came off and started screaming that slavery is over, and African Americans have been celebrating. It's actually the date of that independence is actually June 19th, 1865, when it was truly abolished for us. So that's a historical date. You know, last year President Biden made it a federal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Across the country. So we're having a celebration. They'll have jumpies, horseback riding. There'll be a DJ out there. All the vendors are coming as far as food and things of that nature.
And what's the date and time again?
June 18th, okay. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sounds like a wonderful day.
Yeah, I think it's for the whole community. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to come out and have mm-hmm. a good time. Bring your kids, grandmama, granddad, lawn chairs. Let's come out and celebrate independence.
Sounds wonderful. Thank
yes.
you so much.
You're so welcome, Lori.
Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin, also wearing many hats on several committees
yeah.
with the city as well. We appreciate your service very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
For any of you that may have missed part of this interview or you want to